State Representative Bob Ballinger, a Republican from Hinesville, is the sponsor of the bill. He told a Second Amendment rally February 8th what his bill is about.
That essentially says that we are not going to allow for any more federal regulations of firearms in Arkansas. Amen.
Ballinger says Arkansas citizens' Second Amendment rights are at stake.
If we aren't willing to take a stand as a state, then it's inevitable. It'll happen. Maybe not to you, but it'll happen to your kids.
The bill says the state has the same ability to refuse federal regulation of individual firearms ownership and use that it did in 1836 when Arkansas first became a state.
People value their firearms and their possession of firearms.
Art English is a professor of political science at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock.
This bill clearly kind of says that, you know, if you're going to pass any law, you know, don't mess with us because, you know, we're going to be an island unto ourselves. We're going to keep, you know, anything that's, you know, made here or sold here or whatever, we're not going to have you guys come in and regulate this.
But the bill may be all bark and no bite. English says that even though proposed federal gun restrictions could be found to be unconstitutional under the Second Amendment, an individual state can't decide to ignore federal law.
I still think it would be unconstitutional. There is a supremacy clause in the Constitution.
The supremacy clause says state law can't trump federal law, and if there is any dispute over whether a federal law is constitutional, it's the federal court system's job to determine that and not the individual states. Still, English says Arkansas has resisted federal authority before, namely in 1957 when it refused to desegregate Central High School. Lawmakers passed a constitutional amendment saying the federal government could not invade the state's rights to run its school system.
This was not a law. This was an amendment to our Constitution, which basically said that the federal government was acting unconstitutionally and could not invade the state's rights in this respect.
Meanwhile, 29 lawmakers have signed on as co-sponsors of the bill. It's on the schedule in this morning's House Judiciary Committee. Nathan Vandiver, KUAR News.